This is Apollo Control. A little over 12 minutes remaining until loss of signal on this 22nd lunar revolution. Continuing to monitor air ground for any further conversation.
Apollo 10 Houston, when you have time, we'd like to have some discussion regarding three questions about yesterday's activities. Over.
Hello, Houston, Apollo 10.
Roger, go ahead, 10.
Okay, I talked to Jack Schmidt down before the flight, and on this pass, if you'd like to correlate it, after I roll to 180 degrees there, and it can do that around the subsolar pointer before, if you got got the Goldstone in configuration, we can shoot you the tube for the vertical pass all the way down and maybe even shoot the solar corona at the end, over.
Roger, stand by. Apollo 10 Houston. In order to have TV without compromising photography and so forth, you'll have high gain acquisition when you come AOS. But you should do your roll maneuver before 65 degrees east. Over.
Roger, roll before 65 east. What are you going to correlate that in time? Over.
Okay, we've already given you that on the vertical stereo pad. It's your T2 time of 120.2011. That's 65 east.
Okay. And we'll have the high gain lock. We'll have good high gain lock after that, right?
After 65 east, you'll lose it. Over.
Roger. After 65 east, we'll lose it, huh? Yeah, it's hardly worthwhile then to just put on to be there for a few minutes. We'll hold off.
Roger. Copy. Holding off. Apollo 10 Houston, we are unable to copy your P-52 torque and angles. We'd like you to read them down. Over.
Could you believe we didn't copy them down? Well, I figured you just read them. I seem to recall a 3 and a 6. Three-tenths of a degree, something like that.
Roger, thanks.
I realize that's not what you're looking for, but it wasn't bad.
Roger, we copy, John.
Okay, Houston, we're done main regulator checks now.
Roger, copy. Apollo 10 Houston, we think the unscheduled tube action would best come around Rev 29. And we have a question about the LEM acquisition light after staging. Did John see the LEM act light any time after staging? Over. Roger, copy. You saw it all the way. And Apollo 10 Houston, do you have any idea what might have fixed the VHF problem after undocking yesterday?
Yeah, we had the same switch configurations again. There was thought it might be Corona, but I mean, there's no way for us to tell, but it was just unreadable before, and after we undocked it squared away, we tried it again. It was unreadable, and we tried it one more time.
Roger, 10, stay around the corner.
This is Apollo Control. We've had loss of signal as Apollo 10 went around the corner, the backside of the moon on Revolution 22. Next acquisition, 120 hours, 7 minutes ground elapsed time on Revolution 23. During that pass, after the crew had completed the oblique strip stereo photography over landing site 2, they were read up a consumables update from the ground, flight plan update with one minor addition farther on into the mission. They were given a Revolution 23 TEI pad, which would be just a contingency batch of numbers to use for ignition of trans-earth injection burn if it became necessary. They were also given times for vertical stereo strip photography coming up this next revolution. It'll be terminator to terminator strip photography taken with the camera pointing vertically to the lunar surface beginning at 65, running between 65 east longitude and 34 degrees east longitude, pointing the camera somewhat north of the track to include landing site 1. Some 44 minutes, it looks like, until next acquisition. It must be an error. Apparently the clock has not been reset after this last LOS. And at 119 hours, now we're getting a new time for next acquisition, 120 hours, 7 minutes through Madrid for next acquisition of signal. And at 119 hours, 24 minutes ground elapsed time, this is Apollo Control.